It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. Looking for sunny skies, high of 28. Wind chill's going to be a little cooler than that, but we're on the start of the climb up the thermometer, looking for 30s for a high on Saturday, 40s on Sunday, and 50s for most of the first part of the work week. So things looking good temperature-wise, finally. Right now, though, we're still at a morning low of 5 degrees off yesterday's high of 18. We'll double-check the forecast for the weekend at the close of our look at news. Quite a fire at a house east of Watson yesterday afternoon. The call came in at 2:15. The house was owned by Dale Wendy at 14628 East 700th Avenue. Thankfully, everybody got out of the house in a hurry. There was a dog inside at first, but they got the dog out. Cause of the fire is not yet known. Watson, Effingham, Shumway, and Totopolis firefighters responded to the scene along with Effingham County Sheriff's Office. I have a photo up from the scene on the local news page at 979XFM.com and KJCountry.com. A St. Elmo man's been sentenced to prison on drug charges. 35-year-old Wesley Mansker received a 5-year prison term Thursday for possession of methamphetamine. Mansker was arrested on the county in July of 2023. Mansker will be placed on 6 months mandatory supervised release once out of prison. Totopolis Village board members this week moved ahead with work on Oak Street next to Totopolis Grade School. The board purchased an easement from the Totopolis School District for sidewalk and utility purposes. The work will involve relocating the power pole at the intersection of Oak and Main Street. The board also acquired an easement from the Springfield Diocese for the same work. The diocese owns the grade school in T-Town. The board tabled further action on metal carports and related structures for now, discussed the FEMA flood map, and also discussed hiring summer seasonal help, but there was no action on that matter. Effingham High School has announced that Adam Flack has been named a 2025 National Merit Finalist. EHS School Counselor Becky Eskew said Flack was in the 1% of high school students recognized as a semifinalist in September. He advanced as a finalist based on his exemplary academic record, test scores, an essay, and counselor recommendation. Eskew remarked that as a finalist, Flack's in the running to be a National Merit Scholarship winner. North Clay School Board members had a busy meeting this week. They updated the members of the board on progress on their construction and renovation work. Superintendent Keith Price stated progress continues. In the next couple of weeks, the new bathrooms in the new South Stair Tower at the high school should be open for student use. At that time, students will then be able to utilize the connecting corridor between the main high school building and the vocational building. A barrier will be put up to prevent student traffic from using the corridor leading to the new gym and the commons, as those areas are still under construction. And Superintendent Price said the work that has been completed is welcome, as the students will no longer need to walk outside to get to their ag and industrial arts classes. Progress also continues on the new ag classroom and shop. Painting and drywall has been completed in the corridor and connection areas. Progress in the new gym include laying of the wood floor, installation of the scoreboard and video board, sound system, and flag. The project is currently scheduled to be completed sometime during the month of April. Several personnel matters handled at North Clay. They hired Erica Yates as an elementary teacher for the coming school year. They accepted the letter of resignation from Rich Grubaugh as head junior high boys basketball coach. They also accepted a letter of intent to retire from Chris Melody. That's effective at the end of next school year. They also accepted the resignation of Julie Kelm as high school head cross country coach. They accepted a letter of resignation from Kim Travis as a paraprofessional. That's effective at the end of this school year. They approved unpaid days for Brandy Graham and Kendra Jones. They also accepted a letter of resignation from Hannah Clark as high school assistant girls volleyball coach. Also, Riley Poe, a senior student, was recognized as one of two North Clay High School students who earned the honor of being named an Illinois State Scholar. The other Illinois State Scholar at North Clay High School senior, Gavin Weirich. So congratulations to them. Also, the Village of Dietrich is employing an Eastern Illinois University professor to map the village cemetery to learn who is buried where. The village knows the names of most of the people and where they're located, but not everyone. Dr. Stephen Danazzo of the Geology and Geography Department at Eastern works with communities on similar projects. The work involves digital mapping and drone flying to help determine all of the graves and who's located where. The work will cost the village $3,700. Students at Eastern help with the work. That cuts the cost, and it also gets the students some credit, and the work will be done once the weather improves. Dietrich Village Clerk Brittany Gibson said Neoga City Clerk Brenda Evans steered her to Danazzo. The Dietrich Board also hired H&K Excavating for the demolitions at 103 North Vine Street and 204 East Section Street for $21,000 as part of the village's flood hazard mitigation grant project. Board members also were updated on grant funding for sewer main relining in the village. Dietrich also received a $1 million grant and are now seeking EPA grant money to cover the balance of the cost of the work. St. Elmo School Board members met this week. They approved an intergovernmental agreement with the Regional Office of Education. That's for alternative ed programs for the coming school year. They also approved a 3-year contract renewal with Butch Human Resources. They approved a scoreboard purchase from Nevco. They approved a resolution to support Vision 2030. Accepted the resignation of Brittany Coomer as assistant junior high softball coach, accepted the resignation of Caleb Clough as assistant junior high boys basketball coach, and approved the employment of Ray Waldo as a paraprofessional. They also approved the employment of Kendall Schultz as a PE teacher. So that all at St. Elmo. The Cowden Herrick School Board also met. They approved advertising for mowing proposals. They approved a calendar change that added an emergency day that got used earlier. They also approved all red floor service to refinish the high school gym at Cowden and 3 elementary classrooms in Herrick. They approved supporting the clay busting bobcats with $2,500. That's contingent on monitoring eligibility and background checks. They also approved a Vision 2030 board resolution. They agreed to approve a contract with Kendra Brading as school psychologist for the coming school year and to terminate an intergovernmental agreement Cowden Herrick had with the Cumberland School District. They hired Andy and Kristen Noren as junior high track coaches, approved Sydney Lorton as a high school volunteer assistant track coach, and they accepted a resignation from Mercedes Bayless as junior high cheerleading coach. So that action at Cowden Herrick. And the Brownstown Board also met this week. They were approved to be the administrative agent for the Fayette County Early Childhood Block Grant for the coming school year. They've done that several years. They also approved an intergovernmental agreement with alternative education programs and an intergovernmental agreement with Lakeland College. They approved the school calendar for the coming school year. They approved an amended school calendar for this year. They're taking care of that snow day also. Susan Elliott was employed as a high school teacher for the coming year. Todd Elliott was employed as a junior high teacher for the coming year. Lively, Matthias, Hooper, and Noblet were employed to audit the district's fiscal records for this past fiscal year. They also approved a demolition project on storage space at the Brownstown Elementary School, and they approved their 2025 sequence of honorable dismissal. So that action at Brownstown. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast for the weekend in 2 minutes.
Do you need to increase your family room seating, comfort, and style? A sectional from Broom's Furniture is a great solution. WS Broom has over a dozen sectionals in stock. Choose from stationary and reclining sectionals in the latest fabrics and designs. If your space is too small for a sectional, Broom's sofa loungers feature reversible ottomans that offer the comfort of a sectional but are the size of a couch. WS Broom Furniture, celebrating 140 years in downtown Effingham.
It's what we do. Bank on learning more. But what does it mean? At Land of Lincoln Credit Union, our members matter, and that's why we promote financial freedom regardless of whatever lifestyle event comes your way. Our staff will personally work with you to find the best outcome, whether it is helping you repair your credit or creating a budget for that new home or auto. Become a member today by simply living or working in one of our 26 counties. Federally insured by the NCUA. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Our recent renovation has left plenty of room for our service team to help with your every need. We can quickly get you in for all maintenance and mechanical needs. Use Northside for our oil changes. We are one of the cheapest in town. We sell tires, lots of tires. While you're getting your new tires, take advantage of our amazing alignment rack. Northside will provide a great experience. Let us help you with all your vehicle maintenance, from oil changes, tires, and major repairs. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
A look at deaths on this Friday. Clifford Olin, or Cliff Kleinick, 71, of Farina, died early Wednesday. Funeral services for Cliff Kleinick will be tomorrow, Saturday at 12 noon. That'll be at Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood. Visitation will be from 10 to noon on Saturday morning. Carol Ann Britton, 72, of Herrick, died on Wednesday. According to Carol Britton's wishes, services will be held at a later date. Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Catherine Ann, or Kathy Dozenbrock, 68, of Newton, died early Thursday morning. Funeral arrangements for Kathy Dozenbrock are pending at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Sherry E. Holtz, 63, of Effingham, died on Tuesday. Funeral arrangements for Sherry Holtz are pending at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Patricia Sue Gentry, 86, of Arcola, died on Tuesday afternoon the 11th. A visitation for Patricia Sue Gentry will be this Sunday from noon to 2. That'll be at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup for Patricia Sue Gentry. Funeral services for 74-year-old Bill Meinhardt of Newton will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at New Hope Church in Newton. Visitation for Bill Meinhardt will be from 4 to 7 tonight and from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday, all at the church. Funeral services for Barbara Jean Jansen, 89, of Effingham, will be Saturday morning at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Effingham. Following a graveside service, Barb's life will be celebrated at Village Wine in downtown Effingham. Funeral services for 80-year-old Charla Wolfe of Mason will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. Visitation for Charla Wolfe will be from 4 to 7 tonight and from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday. That will all be at the church. Funeral services for Sam Britton, 97, of Newton, will be Saturday morning at 10:30 at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation for Sam Britton will be from 5 to 7 tonight, with Masonic rites at 7. Funeral services for 66-year-old Brenda Gail Postnich of Effingham will be today at 2 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Gail Postnich will be from noon to 2 today. Memorial services for Lyle Casper, 78, of Effingham, will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Lyle Casper at Johnson's from 4 to 6 Monday evening. Funeral services for 82-year-old Charles Ortwig of St. Peter will be today. That'll be at 12 noon at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in St. Peter. Visitation for Charles Ortwig from 10 to noon this morning. Funeral services for Clifford Willison, 67, of Bible Grove, will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Clifford Willison will be from 11 to 1 Saturday. Graveside services for 97-year-old Maureen Luger of Stewartson will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Stewartson Cemetery. Visitation for Maureen Luger will be from 10 to 11 Saturday morning at Brummerstead Funeral Home in Stewartson. A memorial service for Nancy Kyle, 88, of Shelbyville, will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Locker Green Funeral Home in Beecher City. A memorial gathering for Nancy Kyle planned from 1 to 2 Saturday. Funeral services for 92-year-old Eleanor Gebben of Titopolis will be today. That'll be this morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Titopolis for Eleanor Gebben. Now to our forecast. Today we're looking for sunny skies, high of 28, wind chills between 3 and 13, but winds aren't amounting to much. They're only saying maybe 5 miles an hour from the west-southwest. Tonight, then, increasing clouds, a low of 14 and light winds. Saturday, partly sunny, becoming all sunny, and a high of 36, winds gusting to 15 miles an hour. Then tonight, clear skies, a low of 23, and sunny and 46 on Sunday. Partly sunny and 55 Monday, and maybe some rain Wednesday, but highs in the 50s well into this coming work week. Right now, though, not the case. 5 degrees, that's the morning low off yesterday's high of 18. And no wind, so no wind chill. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.